here at the Department of Veteran Affairs, some of the ones that we face is safeguarding our veterans' data, also enforcing our compliance with our own internal regulations, and also reduce the risk to our network imposed by our remote users. Those are some of the most important things.
And so how do you go about, let's talk about the first one, which is protecting the data about veterans. And of course, the breaches that have happened at Veterans Affairs haven't really been from a attack on the network so much as just careless procedures on the part of employees. So what are you doing to button that one up?
Absolutely. We put a number of mechanisms in place to help us protect with those type of breaches. We've also put laptop encryption. We've put thumb drive encryption in place, and we've put a lot of host of things within our network and our security environments to help protect us from any type of future security breaches. So we've done a number of things. And me, as a veteran, it's vital to me that I have a hand in helping to ensure that our veterans' data is secure.
Lindsay, this is John Gilroy here. I just have a real practical question for you.
Yes.
So if I'm working for you and I say, well, geez, Lindsay, I'd like to work out of my house next Friday, would you take and make arrangements for a VPN line? Would you actually say, okay, here's a phone and a computer. We're going to set you up, and this is the only phone and computer you can use? Or what would be a typical transition to doing that?
What would be a typical transition for doing it? If you wanted to have remote access to our network, first you put in a request through your supervisor, who then will lead to a contact with your local information security officer, because they're responsible for approving all those types of requests. And then it would go to our customer service center, and then an account would be created for you, and then you would have remote access to our network. And what it does is that it allows you to have a smooth transition, a smooth process, because you can use your same logon that you used to access the agency's network.
So, Lindsay, is this, for example, would it be every Friday someone would work from their home? Or okay, now, John Gilroy, you're allowed to work the last week of the month? Or what is a real typical situation? What kind of flexibility is it? Every other week? Or how does this normally work out for a typical federal employee?
John, it could be any time you need access to the agency's network. It doesn't really matter what day of the week it is. It's like, for example, just say if there was some type of crisis that I had to do on a Saturday night, I can access the VA network anywhere.
Whether
it's a
fashion.
Wireless card, whether it's via VPN, I can access the agency's network. And that's what's important about this. What it does, it allows you to access the agency's network, but also it ensures that you have specific security controls in place, whereas you have a approved desktop firewall or a approved antivirus software on your machine. And it checks to make sure that the versions are up to date, and also your patching level is up to date. And if it's not, we can also scan and also remediate those capabilities if necessary.
We're speaking with Lindsay Ross. He's the manager of client services at Veterans Affairs. Give us an idea of how many employees actually telework at VA and how often they do it.
Well, we have approximately more than 20,000 remote workers across the VA. So we have a number of remote users, and it could range from anyone within a local IT, nurses, doctors. It could be senior staff. It could be a various of staff workers within the VA.
And what kind of training do you give people? Because I think the human knowledge aspect is one of the most important links in the security chain. What sort of training programs have you instituted for people who telework?
That's a great question. Well, what we do is that we basically train the local information technology staff. And the reason why we do that because it's their job to ensure that the remote user's machine is up to date and patched. And so if we do that, there's really no training on the user themselves, but they are trained by the local IT staff.
And when you say all the laptops are encrypted, is it done in such a way, and also the thumb drives, that the user can't do anything without having automatic encryption? In other words, they can't get around that.
Well, what happens is that it is mandated that all of our laptops are encrypted throughout the VA. And as far as the thumb drives, it is also mandated as well. What it means is that if you try to use some type of thumb drive sticking to your USB drive on your laptop, it will not work. You will not be able to review any information on that thumb drive.
Okay. And so I was also wondering, you have a new secretary, General Shinseki is running VA now. Have you heard him weigh in on this whole issue of privacy and security of veterans' data?
No, I have not heard him weigh on it yet, but he may have. I just have not heard anything yet.
Okay, so just briefly, what's going to happen at Fosse for you?
Okay, great. What's going to happen at Fosse is that we're basically going to talk about what is Rescue. Rescue is the Remote Enterprise Security Compliance Update Environment. What it does, this capability allows us to provide a layer of security to help protect veterans' data from unauthorized access during remote sessions. Rescue also allows the detection of specific security applications to validate versions and patching levels and provide scanning and remediation capabilities if necessary. But the most important thing to remember is that it allows us to help protect veterans' data from unauthorized access during remote sessions. And that's one of our main missions within the Network Security Operations Center, is to make sure that we provide security and safeguard to our veterans' data.
Okay, and tell us what day and what time your talk is. Fosse starts tomorrow.
Oh, great. Our session is Thursday, March the 12th, and its time is 10:15 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and it is in Fosse Conference Center, room 154B.